Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October the 7th. Grains just opened here. We've got December corn up a quarter of a cent at 425. December wheat up 3.5 cents at 593 and a quarter. And November beans down 4 cents at 1033 and three quarters. The meal is down 220. Oil is down 5 ticks. We gapped open lower in the beans. The gap is at 1036 and a quarter. I'm sure they'll try to go fill that. But the wheat, certainly the strong item out here today. Haven't really seen any particular reason for it, except maybe the ongoing drought in western Russia and eastern Ukraine. They're talking about lowering their production there again, but I really don't see much of a reason for it. I haven't seen any real new export business out here. We did have some sales this morning, 155,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, 173,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. That's most likely China, so that's all positive out here. As I mentioned, we had the rains in Brazil. It looks like they're going to get a wetter pattern starting Tuesday or Wednesday, more typical monsoonal type action, which will really help their crops out there. So that's why we open lower. Whether we continue lower or not, well, grains to be seen. The wheat right now is trying to hold the beans up, but we'll see if that lasts. Crude oil is currently up $1.10 a barrel. That's off about a dollar from the overnight highs. Obviously, the war in the Middle East continues to brew. Nobody knows really what's going to happen there. My guess is the Israelis won't do anything until after the Yom Kippur holiday, which is Friday night into Saturday. So Friday brings an end to the sell Rosh Hashanah by Yom Kippur. That's the old saying at the Board of Trade. So far, it's been working pretty well out here. We'll have to see if it continues. Once we get through Friday, I think it's probably a legitimate buying opportunity if we are lower in these grains. Harvest activity around the country is going at a very fast clip. We've got great weather around most of the country. The hurricane's going to hit Florida, but then go right across the state. It won't go north, so there shouldn't be any problems there except for Tampa and Orlando. Yield reports coming in are generally pretty strong. Indiana is kind of spotty. Minnesota is quite kind of spotty, but the rest of the country is generally showing pretty good yields, and in many cases, record yields out here. So I would think production numbers on the report on Friday are going to be pretty big. We've got the WASDE report on Friday, crop production and supply and demand. I would think demand might be a little bit better, but supplies could be dramatically increased out here. Today we'll get inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll get the crop progress at 3 o'clock. We'll see export sales on Thursday. And then we've got WASDE and crop production on Friday. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.